Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Town of Discovery Bay. At this time, I'd like to call our regular business meeting to order. If you'll all rise with me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Carol, can we have a roll call, please?
President Steele?
Here.
Vice President Pease?
Here.
Director Graves is not here. Director Lee?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
Thank you very much. Just want to give an update. I spoke to Mr. Graves a little bit ago, and he's healing up and resting at home tonight, so he won't be with us. At this time, I'd like to open with public comments. During public comments, the public may address the board on any issue within the district's jurisdiction, which is not on the agenda. The public may comment on any item on the agenda at the time that the item is before the board for consideration. Any person wishing to speak must come up and speak from the podium. There will be no dialogue between the board and the commenter. Any clarifying questions from the board must go through the chair. Is there any public comment? We'll close public comment. At this time, we will move on to presentations. The Discovery Bay Community Foundation presentation by Jim Addison. We've got such a tight time schedule.
Yes,
tonight,
I understand. So we'll condense it down to 1.5 minutes.
If we could keep it like to 10 minutes, would be great.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We've already had it.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? I told you I had nice packages for him.
Airplanes.
Yes, I provided.
Okay, well, you already got one then.
Pizza would be good.
Okay. If you guys already have one, did you already read the front cover? If you haven't, take about a minute, because once you read the front cover, then I can actually explain what the whole foundation is about. Just tell me when you read the front page, and we'll keep going.
All right, bingo. Thank you.
All done with front page? Okay. So if any of you have lived here for any length of time, you'll know one of the drawbacks of Discovery Bay is we're lacking on communication and cohesiveness. So everyone's on their own island. Right, you got the Town of Discovery Bay on an island, and the Yacht Club's on an island, and the Country Club's on an island, and Chambers on an island. So nobody really talks to each other. There's not a lot of, cohesiveness. So what we've done is we have devised the Community Foundation, and what the whole premise is we are going to identify the needs of the concerns of our community, and then we will all work to resolve them. So if you open up to your front page, you'll see what I call partners. Discovery Bay, the Town of Discovery Bay, Rec 800, Chamber of Commerce, Yacht Harbor, Sheriff's Department, Board of Supervisors, State Assemblyman, Yacht Club, Country Club, Kaleidoscope, PTA and Schools, Patriots Jet Team, Pacific Coast Water Rescue, a real estate group, Save the Delta Alliance, and there could be more, but these are going to be the ones that we'll be focusing on. So the first thing that we have done is we have put together a master website that the whole community can go and look at. One of the nice things about the website is we're going to have a community calendar. So all the partners plus more can email us, and we'll put all the events, all your community events, up on the master calendar. So now everyone knows what's going on in town. That was always a big drawback before. Nobody had a clue, A, what was going on. By the time they figured it out, it was long gone. That's going to be one nice thing. The other nice thing, too, is we're going to have quarterly meetings, town hall quarterly meetings. So all the partners can get up there and talk for about 10 or 15 minutes of what's going on in their world. Again, a lot of people don't have any idea what a Kaleidoscope does or Pacific Coast Water Rescue does. So when the partners get up there and they can talk, it'll just be a narrative. Then at the end of the presentation, an hour and a half later or so, all the partners will still be there in the room. And then you can go up and talk to them. Hey, my mother's got cancer. I had no idea about Kaleidoscope. Tell me more about it. So that's going to open up a whole new world to most of our people, their 15,000 residents. On the other page where it says committees and advisory boards, these are a lot of the committees that we're going to have. But if you take out your singular sheet, or you probably have a double sheet, the one that says the committees on it, if you can just read the top paragraph, you don't have to look at where it says Teen Life Committee or Welcome Wagon. If you just read that one top paragraph, then we can go into the committees. Did you get that one, Bill?
I'm so one sorry.
Thing. One thing.
Here, just read it for us, Jim. I'm a literate.
Here, let me just pass out these packages because they are complete.
You must not have sent it to us.
What happened?
You must not have sent it to
that,
us.
That's it. It's my fault.
Carol would never do it. Carol would never miss it.
No. Here's this. Here's all that. I don't get one.
Okay, so now we all have the sheet, right? Mm-hmm. All right, just read that top paragraph, please. And as soon as you're done with the paragraph, we'll talk about the committees real quick.
Are all these contacts board of directors?
They are chair people.
Okay.
So let's just look at the committees real quick. So one of the things that we understand in Discovery Bay, there's a lot of things that are kind of lacking. One of them is our Teen Life Committee, right? There's nothing for teenagers to do, you know, after school and on weekends besides get in trouble. So we have created our Teen Life Committee so we can do a lot of different things with the kids afterwards. One of the things that we're looking at too is obviously working with the community center and a whole bunch of other things. Welcome Wagon, we haven't had a Welcome Wagon in town in forever and ever, so one thing that we're doing is putting together a Welcome Wagon. Last year there were 339 homes that were purchased in Discovery Bay. It was a little bit more than I thought it was, which is about 25 homes a month. So we have a whole crew that's going to send letters out to all these folks. We've got a whole Welcome Wagon bag that we're putting together, and I won't go into the details. Unless you guys want to know all the details, I won't go into them, but I'll just give you the premise of everything. Small Business Committee. Actually, I just found out there are 461 small businesses in Discovery Bay, not 150. So that's pretty interesting. So there's a lot of businesses in town that nobody has a clue what they do. What we're going to do is try to find out how we can get the town to recognize them and kind of shop locally and do some things internal with them. School outreach, something that I've been doing forever and ever, working with the PTAs, working with the principals, working with the superintendents, so we're going to continue to do that. Citizen Water Safety Committee. There's over 2,300 deep water homes in Discovery Bay. As you may all be aware of, there is no certification or licensing involved with boating activity. So we are going to teach classes. We're also going to have in the water classes for people who want to learn how to drive boats, things of that nature with the Citizens Water Committee. Emergency preparedness. I was talking with your general manager, Mr. Rick Howard, over here about this earlier. There's a countywide emergency preparedness, but there isn't one for the town of Discovery Bay. So we're going to be looking at putting one of those together, and then we can post that on our website as well. If you flip your page over, I was here last week when you guys were talking about the skateboard park committee, or the skateboard park. Most of you that have been around forever and ever know that this topic comes up every year, twice a year, five times a year for the last 12 years. So what we have done, and I've actually done a lot of research on a lot of this stuff anyway, but even with the skateboard park committee, what are we going to look at? Where's it going to go? How's it going to be funded? What's the maintenance? The liability, all that type of stuff. So we put together a committee, and then we can all work on that together. Neighborhood Watch Committee. Any guys know what Nextdoor is? Anybody on Nextdoor? So next door is actually something that's already been developed, and basically it's kind of a Facebook for your neighborhood. So you press in your address, and it will tell you what neighborhood you're at, and then you can communicate with, hey, I just saw a white car going down the road, looks like someone's trying to steal bikes, all that type of stuff. Membership, or let's see, Senior Outreach Committee. We know there's a lot of seniors in town, and we know that there's a lot of them that can't find ways to get to Safeway, need rides to the doctors, all sorts of things. Maybe some things around the house, or maybe just some help around the house. So we're working on doing that type of stuff. Event Coordinating Committee, we will have a bunch of events like normal. And so we're going to have a committee that's going to help put all that stuff together. Membership committee kind of speaks for itself. As far as I'm concerned, everybody that has joined us is going to be on the membership committee. Fundraising committee, we're going to do a lot of events here in town, but the fundraising committee is going to be more of an outreach to the Googles and that type of stuff, grant writing. Our goal is to have about $50,000 that comes into the foundation a year so we can give it right back to the community. Water activities. If you live on the deep water, you're in good shape. If you don't live on the deep water, you're kind of SOL. So we're going to work with the county and maybe Hoffman and some other people to find out where we can go, what we can do for the people who don't have easy access to the water so they can take their wakeboards and their kayaks and all that type of stuff down in the water and have some fun. Partner Coordinating Committee, with all the partners that I showed you on the front page, we're going to have probably four people or so working with all those partners. Maybe they'll each take three and know each one of those partners intimately so they know what they're all about and how we can help them. And then the Volunteer Committee, I can easily see having 200 volunteers. We've already got about 80 already. So we'll probably have about 200 volunteers by the end of the year. So we'll have a volunteer committee, so whenever we have our events or the school calls up and says, hey, we need 12 people to help put up stages, you know, we can send people everywhere. If you look on the back of your sheet, where it says immediate goals, everyone got that? Most of these things we are pretty much, we are either doing or they're done. Acquiring forward-thinking members. So that's one of the things, if you're going to sign up to be part of this, we want you to be active. We want you to put out about, 6 to 8 hours a month, be on a committee, forward thinking. That's what we're looking for. We're going to continue to reach out to all the partners, which we've pretty much all done. Finish the website, which will be up and running. It's actually already up and running. We just fine-tuned some stuff earlier this afternoon, so we're pretty excited about that. We're acquiring committee chairs and the advisory boards and members. That's pretty much all done. Continue to form the board of passionate forward thinkers. Work on the skateboard park evaluation. We're working on looking at volunteer fire department. I've actually sat down with Hugh Henderson and Kevin Graves, and I went up there about a month and a half ago and talked to Hugh Henderson. It's kind of daunting to think of getting, what you have to do to get a volunteer fire department, 220 hours a person to get trained and all that kind of stuff. But there's some other things we can do in the meantime. We can do CERT and all sorts of neat activities that we can help the community with. One of the things that we're going to be doing too is, obviously it's a continuing thing, working with the Department of Boating and Waterways and all the weed problems that we have. I'm actually in contact with the Ag Department, Department of Boating and Waterways, Eddie Hard. Probably we talk twice a week about everything that's going on, so that'll continue. We'll probably end up having, we'll have a town hall meeting in February that we're going to put together since they're going to start spraying in March. So it will allow everyone to know what's going on with that. Acquire permits for town permit signs. I've talked to Rick and I actually went up to the county last year and we talked to a number of folks from the county, public works department, public right-of-way department, all those kind of guys about getting some permanent signs here in Discovery Bay. And we're going to further that. I had another conversation with Tommy not too long ago, so she said, let's sit down with Rick and you, and we'll figure out where we can have these permanent signs. One of the problems that you guys are probably well aware of, all the signs that we have out there right now are illegal when you stick your little signs up. So if we have permitted signs, say three of them, one on Discovery Bay Boulevard, one on Newport, one on Bixler, there'll be plug-and-play signs. So there'll be whatever we decide to come up with, you know, 5x6, and then if we have a concert, you plug it in for the concert. If there's a school play that's coming up, you plug it in. So when the events are going on, the community events are going on, we can put those in there. And then when there are no events, it's welcome to Discovery Bay. So we're looking at doing that too, and I'm going to be working with Rick, and I'm sure Rick will be working with you guys on that as well. Set up community meetings, we're doing all that kind of stuff. Procure conditional use permits for the yacht harbor. I think one of the things that you guys probably are well aware of by now, if you, and the county's enforcing it more and more, if you have any public event over 75 people, you have to have a one-day permit. Any APN or any street address, you can only have three of those per calendar year. So when we do events down at the Yacht Harbor, for example, there's usually six or seven of those types of things that go on. So since they're only allowing three of them, what I'm doing is I'm putting together a conditional use permit, working with those folks down there. So, as a matter of fact, I'll bring it to the county next week. We'll get the conditional use permit. That way it's good for perpetuity, and we can have basically as many events as we want. So we're working to help out the Yacht Harbor in that regard. Increase constructive activities for the teens and the seniors. Increase the neighborhood watch programs we're doing, working with the schools and the PTAs, the welcome wagon, fundraising. And we are continually looking to seek out new community events and activities. So that's the 10-second version. I could go on for about 4 hours. There's a lot of, I've talked to basically all the partners. Everybody is very excited about it. They realize this is long overdue. My goal is to have all the partners working together on everything that we have going on in town, and moreover, communicating with everybody so everyone knows what's going on in town. Any questions? Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
I'd like to say that if the board wants to, I think Jim's list of partners is a guideline of partners that he would like to see become members and to
not necessarily members.
To become official partners within the structure that he's outlined. And that is something that would have to come to the board for board concurrence if we wanted to move in that direction or not. So I'd like to get some direction from the board. If you are interested in having me bring this back as an action item, I'd be more than happy to do so. If you want to have a discuss it at the board workshop for a little bit, we can do that and come back at a later point in time.
Workshop.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll move on to item D, President's Report and Director's Comments. Any Director's Comments?
No, sir.
Not at this time.
I think the board attended a... maybe the board president was going to mention that. I'm sorry.
It's all good. That's good. So we all attended the State of the Town event, and it looked like it was a very good turnout. There were some new faces there. It looks like there was people from all the different groups and organizations were represented there. So I thought that was what went well overall. There was a little medical emergency that went a little bit. We've heard that she is doing better, and we look forward to working with the chamber in the future.
Do you know what was the heart attack?
Rick, do you have any update on that, Gal?
I didn't hear the question.
Anne, Anne's condition?
What was the
She was released the next day. She fainted.
Just anxiety?
Don't know. I talked to Marianne.
No heart attack or anything?
No. She's home resting, recovering. She was given some fluids. I think there was some dehydration that took place. Mm-hmm. But she's home resting. Her children were called, and they're here hanging out with her. So.
Good job, Chamber. Let's see. We'll any other comments? Okay. Let's move on to item E, consent calendar.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. All right. Item F, business and action items. Staff, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. As the board is obviously aware, we back in 2012 transitioned from the old-fashioned paper notebooks for agenda packets and compiling those packets, spending hours of doing so, and and countless volumes of reams of paper and delivering them to you on your doorstep on Friday afternoons. The process was simplified with the rollout of the iPads and the iAnnotate application for the board packets. I think it's worked quite well for us. One of our board members accidentally dropped his iPad, shattered the screen, and I was prepared to replace that iPad, but he had requested that I bring to the board a proposal that the board transition from the iPad format to what is known as a Microsoft product, which is a Surface Pro 3. There's price comparisons, there's price differences. The Surface Pro 3 is a much more robust piece of equipment versus the iPad. It can certainly do more. This is a decision that the board would need to make and need to make that decision. I did meet at Best Buy with the board member and had a conversation with a member of their staff over there and got a little bit of promotional materials off their website for both of the items. I did not have any problem replacing the broken iPad with the replacement one until the subject and the question came up with respect to a request to possibly reconsider the format that we use and moving to the Microsoft tablet. So at this point in time, I'm looking for board input and direction.
I would, to be honest with you, all we use these for is our meetings. We have two meetings a month, sometimes three meetings. These work very well. We've already bought them. I see absolutely no reason to throw these away and step up to something else. That's going to be, this is the most simple application I can think of for using this, our pads.
Do you like the electronic?
I mean, it's simple. We've already gone here. Download on Annotate and you're done. And it's nothing more challenging.
Yeah.
That we're not getting the bang for the buck out of these. I can't see spending another dime of a great pair's money for it.
All right. I can give some comments. So I'm looking for something with a little larger screen on it. It's very limiting as to how much I can do. Not that we all need to transition out immediately, but I think over time, this system is a little bit narrow as to what it can do. It's really just a reader, and that's all it is. I know you're, Bill, you're taking on the iAnnotate and those tools and stuff. Something similar. All I'm looking for really is something that has got a larger screen on it, and then it has a stylus with it. And as far as the functionality, though, yeah, we don't need to spend $10,000 in the budget. There's going to be some of these things are going to be being retired over time, and we need to have some sort of plan as to how we can reassess the equipment that we're using. And so I'm asking the board tonight, and why I brought Rick in on this was that I think we should have a transition plan. I think that the iPad world or the Apple world is a good system, but the system is a little bit narrow as far as the functionality of it, and I think there's a little bit more that I could be doing with the tool, and I think you guys could be doing a little more off the system if you needed it. But I think this year, moving forward with some of the committees on it, we may need a little bit more. I need a system. I can't be sitting here with a notepad. So,
what more than what we're doing now, why would you need it?
No, I think the iAnnotate's great, but I think that there's some spreadsheets and some things I can't do on there. It just is not...
What spreadsheets? I don't do spreadsheets.
Well, I do spreadsheets.
For our work here?
Yeah, for our work here.
Really?
Yeah. For the committees?
But anyway, I appreciate bigger because I'm an old guy and I have to wear glasses and stuff, so bigger is better. But I do agree that at some point we do need to have a plan to transition, but I think at that point, you know, the entire board would transition at the same time. Plus, we have to think about staff. I think we'd have to put this in a budget somewhere down the road. I'm perfectly happy with this the way it is now. That, to me, this is high tech. Man, I could write with my finger and do all this.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's come a long way.
And for what we're doing here, I think it works fantastic. I'm pleased that prior board agreed to get into something like that. I was a little hesitant when I first got elected. I was a paper guy.
Yeah.
So is Mark.
Yeah.
I still am. My paper's right next to me.
Yeah.
We'll read
and so I've learned to work it. I think it was a cost saving feature. It works for me very well, and I just can't justify having everybody change over at this time, and I don't think we should change one at a time. So I really couldn't support this at this time.
Yeah, I just really haven't heard kind of the business reason to spend an additional $9,500 or, you know, make it a $10,000 expenditure when I think this is replacing the binders and everything that we all used to use in the olden days. And we've transitioned over here, you know, Billy does the iAnnotate. I found out on Adobe Reader, you can get, it's not as robust as iAnnotate, but you can do kind of about the same things there too.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in terms of a reader being able to present documents, this seems to satisfy my need anyway. I'm not looking for anything more robust than this. I've got computer assets at home that I can use for spreadsheets.
I think it's a little bit of clarification that we weren't asking for $10,000 tonight.
But it's a $10,000 sort of commitment you're starting to make to transition everybody
there
over.
Are, if there are 10 of the iPads rolled mm-hmm. out between the board and staff, I believe there's 10.
I think
and we've lost one. We had one stolen out of a vehicle, one with money and other stuff from one of your colleagues on the board about a year ago. We replaced that one. There's no question that the Microsoft product, I think, is, I'm a huge Microsoft fan. I'm one of the only few people that even uses a Microsoft Windows phone. Is an exceptional product.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a point in time that we make a transition, I don't necessarily disagree with Director or President Steele that that would probably be the way to go. It certainly has, you know, opportunities that is limiting on here, but one of the nice things that actually Microsoft just did, if you're not aware of it, and if you want to be able to get into some of those spreadsheets and some of those different items, Microsoft did just roll out an iPad version of their Office software program late last year. So that is available to us. I'm not going to make this call. Certainly, it's a board's call. So I just want to give, I have an Android tablet. I've got an iPad, and I've got a Windows tablet. So I use all three for different things. Obviously, the iPad for work, and it works fine for me. But I use other things for different functions, and I think that's what President Steele is referencing, that maybe some of those different functions might, as we progress and become more involved in different things, there might come a time when that is necessary to take that.
Yeah.
Isn't it possible, though, to load Excel onto an iPad?
Sure.
You can do all the spreadsheets that you want
to
do. You can load Word, you can load PowerPoint, you can put all those things on this device here.
You can.
If you go back a little ways, the reason we went this route was because the paper logjam was huge, and the idea was to eliminate this input of this massive agenda and go to something that would be simple for the board, which we did. And all we actually use this for is our meetings. We don't do anything on these iPads. I mean, other than bring them to a meeting, we're able to read the agenda, read the notes, and that's all we really use it for. If the time comes down the road that it's time to move on to the next product, then at that time, let's look at it and say, okay, we've outgrown what we have. We haven't outgrown it. I mean, everybody's sitting here. I don't know of anybody on the board I could grow that uses this for anything else other than our meetings. And it's clear as a bell.
I know that there are other board members, and I can't speak for Chris, for Kevin, because he's not here this evening. But I do know that Chris uses it for, you know, doing some research, because he'll send me an email. Hey, I came across this.
You can do it on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, so I think that it's not just a singular function for some of you. Some of you use it for a little bit more than just the board meetings. You use it for pulling up agendas from some of the other board meetings that are out there that you might be interested in. School board meetings, for example. I know the school board, I believe, has recently transitioned to the Microsoft Pro product. I don't know when that transition took place, but that's what I've been made aware. So anyway.
All right. So let's move on with this item. So there's no consensus here right now. I consent. So what do you guys think about? We just bring this back at in budget time, if it makes any sense, or in 12 months we review this again at our next workshop. If we need any tech changes or anything, I know we're rolling out a bunch of stuff here. It's whatever you guys think right now. So I think $10,000 is a lot of money today, and but I do think we need to make sure our equipment's is going to be up to speed next year or 2 years. So.
Does this need a motion?
No.
If you wanted to move in that direction, because it is a functional change of the board.
I think
the consensus is to not go in that direction. My direction would be to replace the damaged iPad and replace it with the the newest version of it, and with the protective cover and all that stuff.
And whatever this is, replace it. Yeah, I would agree. And I'm not in favor of trying to put and say that a year from now we're going to put the, or at budget time we're going to put 10,000. I'm going to wait till the technology kind of passes this system by, and we have to look at it and say we can't live with this any longer. It's time to really evaluate, and at that time, sure, let's do a full blown look at it and see.
There's going to come a time when the batteries are all going to die,
whatever,
and they're not going to hold a charge anymore, and that's going to be the time when you're. That would be the time to
let's get to there,
and then we'll worry about that.
When we get there, we'll talk about it.
We'll put this on the shelf. Thank you very much for your consideration on this action item. All right, next item, number two, please, staff.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. This is quite an interesting item that has come before you. The Contra Costa County Department of Conservation and Development would like to have your input on an urban farm animal question and survey. Essentially, farm animals are allowed in the county in certain acreage sizes, half acre and above, and depending on the size, how many animals you can have on that site. They're currently doing a study on permitting chickens, goats, and honeybees on smaller single-family properties, including lots, 20,000 square foot lots and smaller, which pretty much covers almost all of Discovery Bay, pretty much every home with the exception of few, including duplexes, condominiums, apartments, and mobile homes, which we don't have. So there's a questionnaire in there, and they're looking for a response.
Can we just
give me some direction, and I'll fill in the questionnaire.
May I just say that I would be wholly against this, as I don't want to come out and have my neighbor with his chicken farm inside of his front fence. I think that we should fill out the survey at the soonest opportunity.
In the negative.
In the negative.
Thank you.
And very big negative.
Also at the soonest opportunity.
That's say nay.
Are you my neighbor?
Is that a legal term? Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to picture my neighbor having a cow out in his front.
Well, there's already chickens.
Yes.
Might have a code enforcement issue or something. How did they select? I don't know. Bees, goats, and chickens.
What about Fremont?
Sheep and alligators and ducks, and what a mess! Complete mess.
I vote yes.
Go right ahead.
So
I think this doesn't pass the smell test.
The board direction is very clear.
Okay.
No.
I make the letter that you write very, very
short.
Short and to the point.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be sweet. Short and stinky.
God awful.
Okay. What were they thinking?
So you got an egg. Yeah, that's insane. Center. Alrighty then, so we're clear on that. So let's move on to item G. Any public comment on that last one?
Yes.
Okay. Item G, staff?
At the meeting on December the 17th, Finance Manager Breitstein presented a staff report to you with respect to the annual maintenance service account with respect to our new website, which, by the way, we've already started working with them on, and we've already had some startup meetings, and we're exchanging information back and forth. But anyway, there were some options that were provided to us for multi-year discounts, and they came back to us with a proposal. And then the board requested to go back and have another peek at it if they would reconsider. And they replied that they've already given us their best deal in their opinion. And they respectfully, this is their words, not mine, stand strong on the current offer. And so based on the direction of the board at the last meeting, we proceeded with the three-year option, which I think was the board's, which was the board's preference. And so I just wanted to bring that back to you for informational purposes on that.
Yeah, I should.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I was pushing that one a little bit. This is a perfect example of how you lose your edge to negotiate when you give away the big project and then they're the sole source for the services we want. I'm not in any problem with going with a three-year program at the current price. I'm just bringing it up that in the future, the board needs to think about if we have multiple things on a project that we don't, and we want to, and we're trying to work a little better pricing structure, that we got to keep it together and put it all out at one time. And I think we'll be a little more successful. But be that as it may, it was, and it's done.
And it's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Any emotion?
It's information.
Information. Thank you. At this time, the Veolia reports for the month of December 2014, please. How are you, Bernie?
I'm very good, thank you.
Good evening.
Make this hopefully sweet and to the point. For the month of December, we continue our safe practices. Okay. Continue our safety training on a monthly basis. All reports were submitted on time. On the water side a little bit, big thing here was in December, we produced 46 million, almost 47 million gallons of water, which is a 30% reduction from last year this time. You'll see that on the chart here, that with our continue of the conserving the water, recycling the water from our backwash tanks, our water demand has dropped dramatically. Back.
Let me. You said something I think I got here. You said by using our recycled water.
Yeah, our backwash tanks out here, both at Newport and Willow, there's a backwash tank. When you backwash the filters, the water goes into a backwash tank, and that water sediments settle to the bottom, and then we're able to recycle about 10% of that water back into the system. Previous, they wasn't redoing that. There were some issues. But we started that back up around August, and we've been able to reclaim more water. It means we produce less water because we're adding more back to the system.
Right, I was thinking that, I know we put in a project that's reclaimed water, so that's another source of reclaimed water that we're going to be utilizing in the future.
It's about 120 million gallons a year.
Yeah, okay.
It's 30% reduction is fabulous.
Yeah, for the final quarter of the year, it was 24%, and I think for the year it was 13% for the year, which is still very good. There's going to be an article, I believe, in next week's Discover Bay Press on this.
Because we didn't even take a hard shot at it until October.
Correct.
So that's
what we started probably in
late September.
September, when the last newsletter came out, we hit it pretty hard. But we couldn't really enforce anything until the ordinance went into effect on October
1st. This is terrific.
Yeah, and then you'll notice as you run through town, you don't see the sprinklers going on all the time, and so it's really made a big difference. Let me go back here. One of the issues we had in December, when we had all the heavy rain, is that once a week, usually on a Tuesday or sometime on a Thursday, I'm sorry, on Wednesday, we have to go out and take back tea samples from four different sites out in the community. And they rotate. We got 15 different sites we rotate from. Every week we pull four sites, pull a back tea sample. Well, in early December, we went out and pulled some samples, and we had some false positives come back. Well, we had to go back and resample. Anytime you have a positive on total coliform, you have to do upstream, downstream, and the sample point again. So we had to go back and do that within a 24-hour period. And we also had to sample the well source, which was coming from well 4, which is over on the Newport side. So we went back and did all that in a 24-hour period, and everything come back negative, like we knew it would. But the contamination, we think, was coming from the, unless you absolutely have those samples sterilized, any drop off you had, wind blowing, you sneeze, you'll have a false positive. So we had two of those. We had to go back and resample, and they come back negative, and everything's good. But we did have to do that, and because of that, we put in our SOP now, our inclement weather sampling procedure, where now we have this nice little tent you take out and you put over the sample point, and the operator can go in there and keep the area contaminant free now. Anytime we have to take these samples, I just wanted to explain that a little bit.
Where are those sample points? Just give me a handful of locations.
Well, there's one over here by Lift Station F, over by Temple. They're a little bitty green station about this high. Right. You'll see them various out the town. So you open it up, it's padlocked, and you got to sterilize it with a blowtorch, and then chlorine, and you pull your sample, and you got to test it just to make sure there's no contaminants in the water. Man, I just wanted to explain why you see that +7, because we had to do some resampling, but everything was good.
Yeah, on that, the new procedure with the tent, will that be done every time or just in increment?
Just increment weather. Okay. Anytime there's a heavy wind or if it's raining, we'll take that out, and that way we can keep the site contaminant free, like I said, because it don't take much when you're pulling that sample for the wind to blow, and like I said, something water could drop off your helmet or your hat or your hand, and it just takes, or you can sneeze and it can blow, or anything can give you contaminants in that. So we're just trying to up the procedure now to prevent this from happening in the future. All right. On the wastewater side, we're still well below our parameters. The keynote here on the last one on our electroconductivity, you'll notice that we were below our 21 yearly annual average. That has always been an issue. We've always violated it in the last 4 or 5 years. But the reduction of salt water softeners and not using well 5 when it's not needed, we were able to meet that permit limit this year. Wasn't by much, but we didn't meet it. We did have two small SSOs in December. One was related to home construction again, and one was doing to bring in the new influent lift station online.
Just as the board might remember, I sent you an email regarding the Kuiper Homes situation where they were scrubbing down their quick set from their tile work down to the drains, and Kuiper did reimburse our full costs on that, and they did get a letter. I think you got a copy of the letter as well, in case the state board does come back and assess us any type of a fine for that. I don't believe they will because it was small. But just in case, I hedged our bets. So.
Have they taken some kind of measure to see that this is not going to happen again?
Kuiper, yes. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to a different subject. Yes. In fact, I talked to John the other day specifically about this, and he had indicated that they have, the company that their sub on that project had relieved the employees that were responsible for it, terminated them, and that they had sent a copy of my letter to all of their vendors and all of their staff so that they knew how important it was not to do anything down to the sewer system.
And the last one was, wasn't very much, just enough to get the payment. but it, you know, it was an issue we had to address. We will. You'll start seeing our flushing and TV camera here next, starting next month, to finish up the flushing and TV. We got about 10,000 feet left, and the whole community of Discovery Bay will be TV and flushed. And we continue to maintenance work orders. We're, one of the big things here is our backlog of corrective maintenance. We're catching up on those with the month of December because it was a slow month, so we was able to hit a heavy portion of those, and that's about it.
One of the things we're going to be doing with Bernie here, probably in the next couple of months, is their five-year contract is actually coming up for renewal. Mm-hmm. And for those of you that were on the board at the time would recall that there were, it was a five-year contract with 2 5-year options at our discretion, and at the assuming they wanted to continue on in that direction. So we're looking to move forward in that direction as well. So we'll be having some discussions starting probably in the next couple of months. We're still a year away, but we want to make sure we get ahead of the curve on, because there's a few things we want to fix.
Are we missing one employee?
No, we're full staff. Full staff plus one.
Plus one.
Oh, good.
Plus one. All right,
Bernie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on to manager reports, please. I don't have anything to provide to you this evening, other than the fact that I think you sent an email last week that I will be traveling tomorrow out of town to visit my surgeon for my first follow-up, and I'm looking forward to no loose screws or bolts. Hopefully that will be the result of that. And be back on Monday with our mascot. Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have gotten up here. All right. Any general manager report? District legal counsel report, please.
I do have just one item for you. I have a gift. So you have the Neumiller and Beardsley Public Officials Guide to the Brown Act. There are no textual changes to the Brown Act this year. Good news for everybody. The book itself, though, for us in New Orleans, has changed. So it's a brand new book for us. The summary is all new. Provided some new information in there to help you get through it maybe a little bit easier than trying to read the entire text. I think the summary is much easier to read. I think we've carried the same summary since the mid-80s. Feel free to toss your old booklet and or bring it back to me for recycling, and I'll take it back and better use some of that if you want. Enjoy.
All right.
If you got any questions, let me know.
Thank you very much.
And Carol, I left you 2, one for you and one for Kevin.
I would imagine this is also posted on our website, right? In our policies and procedures or handbooks?
Probably not. We don't generally... We provide those to you directly.
Okay.
The Brown Act is something that's on your website, I know.
All right.
The Brown Act text.
We have a section on there.
Yeah, there's a section on it. But our handbook itself is something we provide to our clients, not generally that's public.
All right.
They don't want to plagiarize by other firms.
Absolutely.
All right. Any committee updates? Any activities planned? When's the next landscape and parks subcommittee meeting?
Does it have
maybe for the
we've been, if the board recalls, at the workshop last week we discussed there was a conversation about adding the committee structure to the workshop, and it is a discussion item for the workshop. I think there was some question about maybe some consolidations, maybe some taking a look at maybe some new committees and that sort of thing. So that will be that's actually an agenda item for the workshop, which is scheduled right now for the 31st, which is a week from Saturday, depending on Director Graves, if he's his availability. If he's not going to be available, then we'll have to reschedule it.
All right. Is there, on these committees, is there a, do we have a scope or anything written on each of our committees so any of the new members would know what our
purpose of those committees on?
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it was attached to the...
Okay, all right, as long as it's up on the website. Thank you. All right, any correspondence? Looks like we've got a few things here. Any public records requests? Usual?
The Bay Area News Group did their annual salary survey of public officials, and which includes every member of the staff, including part-time seasonal temporaries, all the way up to you.
And they're going to provide that data back to us once they compile it?
Yes.
Okay.
They want to go with a huge compensation package to the board. Yes.
Yeah, I know. All right, any future... Yeah,
just for clarification, they don't actually provide it back to you once they compile it. They actually maintain their own website that you can look at all jurisdictions and that.
Perfect.
They've got their own website. Transparency California or California Transparent also does something similar.
Oh, all right.
Two competing entities for the same information.
That might be just a good resource to maybe take a look without spending a lot of time and effort, because they're doing it on kind of where we are on the wage scale. I know we want to maybe talk about that at a different time, but it might be worth interest. I'd certainly be interested in seeing it.
I can send you our response to Mr. Peel. I follow you.
Yeah, all the other ones.
Yeah, but I can send
him a link to that.
I can have Sue tomorrow send you the response that we sent to him, which is a spreadsheet that has all the information. So you can see everything that's in there if you want.
Yeah,
as it relates to us today, but I understand what you're referring to from a comparative standpoint.
Right. Correct. I was.
That'd be great.
I'm waiting until they do their work, and then we'll look at it all together one time.
All right. Any other future agenda items? All right. I will adjourn this meeting at 7:52.